When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
All right, Roland, we have about 5 minutes to save your marriage.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Make it quick.
Now, your wife texted you. You said she was not listening to the show.
I didn't think she was.
And she was listening at the very beginning. And yeah. For those of you, Roland Mizell, our fourth member and call screener, told me just before the break, because I could tell something was wrong, that he asked me about divorce and things like.
It was interesting that you noticed, because I didn't think I was showing it on my face or anything.
All right, now let me ask you this, because
it's all my fault.
You talk about no, I could tell. I'm kind of intuitive that way. You say that you and your wife are at the point where you're both considering divorce, or is it just you?
Well, see, I'm trying to get out of it.
You're trying to get out of the marriage or get out of getting divorced?
Get out of the relationship, because I feel as if I have destroyed her as a person, and staying with me longer. I mean, look, well, you've known me. I destroyed her as a person.
Well, I destroyed this show, if that's what you're intimating.
That's my point.
Absolutely. Yes.
This guy's life is going down the toilet.
I would be where Roger and JP are.
If it
wasn't for you.
Yes, my phone screenery.
And it kills me, Monica.
Oh, I can believe it.
It kills me on a daily basis.
This guy's life is going down the toilet, and you're telling him he sucks.
It's not all about Roland.
It's not all going down.
Yeah, but really, so you have the self. Why do I keep going to a Cosby?
You got what I need.
You have the self-awareness to understand that you are the problem in the marriage.
Absolutely, yes.
Are you using that as an excuse, though, just so you can say, oh, then you're the good guy and the martyr, and poor Roland.
No, I know Roland. He's the problem.
No, I am. I'm the problem. I've destroyed the marriage.
I destroyed it with infidelity?
Yes. Admittedly jumped off. And see, another thing to it is every time, and she's gonna hate me for this, whatever. Every time we argue about anything, right, anytime that we get into it, somehow, some way, it always comes back.
How dare she?
How dare she
throw your infidelity in your face?
I'm with him on this. If you guys have moved on from it, it shouldn't be brought up again.
In a sense, it really shouldn't. So
you keep doing it.
Rebecca makes a great
point. She makes a great point.
How many instances? Not how many times you slept with how many different girls?
Too many.
Give me a number.
Can we say four? About four?
About four?
About four?
What do you mean about?
Four and a half.
You better pick a number.
Okay. Well, some of it had to do with when I was in bands, a couple different bands, and then I would make mistakes.
Okay. So there's more than four.
Well, there's four.
Okay. There's four that she knows about.
That's four.
Okay,
that's
gotcha. Four. All right.
Are you sweating? Right. Yeah, sweating.
Are you including Mimi Lawson in this?
Oh, my God.
Inquiring minds want to
know. There is nothing.
We were in the bathroom, and Roland let go with some information. I'm not saying what happened, what occurred, but apparently him and Mimi Lawson, there was an incident. I'm teasing.
Oh, man.
All right. Okay.
You're welcome.
Show, right,
when was the last incident of infidelity?
It's been some time.
Like, give me some time. Define some time.
Oh, man, I can't think
like
of
years?
It.
Like years or months?
Well, it's probably been years.
Years.
Well, then, I mean, did you guys have a conversation? Okay, what's done is done. We're moving forward.
I tried to get out of it. I was like, I think it's done. I think it's over. I think it's ran its course.
You're talking about the marriage now?
Yes.
Damn, I thought he was talking about his band.
No,
that's cold.
No, I've been trying to tell her, but because, A, I'm tired of living with my guilt of my infidelity.
I thought you were going to say my kids.
No.
Hey, I'm tired of listening.
Tired of living
my kids.
You know, you could just keep it in your pants, Roland.
Okay.
No.
Do you have the desire to sleep with other women?
Absolutely.
He doesn't need to be married,
what
Monica.
What are you married?
He
no.
He doesn't need to be married.
So don't put it off on
honest.
Her.
No, I'm not. And I've even tried to tell her, you need to go, you need somebody better because it ain't me.
You need not say things like, I ruined her. You just need to say, I don't want to be married anymore because I want to bang other chicks.
Okay.
That's the realest.
Well, and I have, in a sense, I've said that.
But and he probably is destroying her emotionally. I understand him
but
saying
then
that.
On all kidding aside, and I'm not saying anything disrespectful, but I really believe that that's on her. Like, if she knows for four times and she's still there, then that's on her.
Monica, believe it or not, there are some people that adhere to their vows of for better or for worse and that mistakenly believe that love will conquer all. And I don't like to, I don't think we should disparage those idiots.
Yeah. But, no, but that has to work with both people. If one person ain't in it.
I understand. Now, I think that a marriage can survive multiple incidents of infidelity. It's difficult, but in some ways it can bring you closer. I can understand that, but it goes beyond the fidelity. If you've got a desire, an active desire to be with other women, you don't need to be married.
And I agree with that point, and that's who I am right now. I feel, hey, let me say this. She is a great person.
Sure.
My wife is awesome. She's been great. She stood by me through this wannabe radio career that
right,
I have.
Right,
you know, and I've just screwed her over. So I think, you know, in her best interest, it is in our both best interest to move on.
How young are your kids?
I have an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old.
Okay, well, they're beyond they're going to really – I mean, they'll be affected, but
– And they really know. And
they
really
already know.
They already know. They're both – you know what I mean?
See, I was going to try and – what if Rebecca broke a piece off for you and got it out of your system? Would that work?
Oh. I'd give it a shot.
Rebecca, are you willing to give it a shot to the face?
No. He's got Mimi. Why would I need to jump in? Like, Mimi's got this.
Come on. No.
She's got it locked out.
Mimi's not the jealous type, if that's what you're worried about. Okay? Would you like to squeeze in there on the rolling man?
No, I cannot. Sorry.
All right, well then.
No offense. Wait a minute. I don't mean to be rude, but.
I can't unsee you and Mimi, though. It's just. I can't unsee it.
I've unseen it because it didn't happen.
Oh, that's what you say. Okay, now listen to me, Roland.
Okay.
How old is your wife?
Younger than me. 39.
Okay, 39. If I were you. Let her go and let her find somebody else. She's still young. No, what's sad is being in a loveless marriage.
And I agree with
that. Or being in a marriage where somebody doesn't love you back. That's sadder than going through with what is inevitable.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But still, that's, you know what I mean? Like, how many years you've been with her? Not married, but just together.
A long time. At least 20 years.
20 years.
At least 20 years.
That's half your life.
It's a Foo Fighters career. I'm trying to take the advice I gave Dave Grohl that he won't take. Get out while the getting's good.
And then you can have a comeback.
Yes. And then, about 5 years later, you realize what an idiot you were, and then you had something really great, and you get back together with her.
Chances are, that's what's going to happen, is I'm going to realize that. But right now, you know, I blame it on low self-esteem, in a sense.
I can't let you do that. That's a cop-out. A desire to be with multiple women, you can't just attribute that to low self-esteem. I understand where you're going,
and
you need that affirmation from different women to feel good. But when you get down to it, it's basically you want to bang.
And playing devil's advocate, though, is that in the long run going to make you happy? You're giving up something very steady and someone very forgiving.
What are you talking about?
To go sleep around and then at the end,
come on, Becca.
Monica wants to slap you.
You know, that's like, you're only going to have this for so long before you're all wrinkly and weird.
He's
so
not
like,
thinking.
You know what
I
mean?
Oh, my God. I think she just called me old.
I'm saying it's going to get to a point where you're going to be old and then you're going to look back
fox.
And say, I gave up something really steady.
I understand what Rebecca's saying.
I understand.
I will say this, and then we're going to have to go. I will say this. Low self-esteem, let me tell you what should make you really feel good. And it's not the acceptance of wanton and random sluts or girls or whatever. It's the fact that there is someone that loves you enough to stay with you having seen the worst of you. That is what should really build your esteem. Now, I'm not saying that you should stay in your marriage. Clearly, you shouldn't. But I'm saying, understand that it's not about esteem, because if you understand what you should garner esteem from, you would know that you already have someone that really is building up your self-esteem. And you're just not accepting it. You're looking for it. You're looking for it, you know.
You know, and it's interesting that you say that because there's other portions of my life where I feel very confident about who I am.
You shouldn't.
And then.
That's misleading.
I've seen your life. You really should. Oh, shut up, Monica. This is real talk.
Don't listen to him.
Roll it, I'm kidding with you.
No, I know, but I've been told to humble myself because, like, people in my mind, people that see a confident person that aren't confident in themselves,
right.
They see somebody who's arrogant and isn't necessarily arrogant. It doesn't mean I'm arrogant, but when people get mad when I am a little bit confident, and they're like, right. You need to just humble yourself and
for
pull yourself
reason,
down from that.
For some reason, it comes off on you. For some reason, it comes off as arrogant, and it's a little annoying. I don't know why. Though, because
it's a little annoying.
I don't think that
Monica,
you are.
The man's marriage is disintegrating, and you're calling him annoying.
You told him he sucks.
He does. He knows that.
I just think that I understand what people might, how people might think that. I know that you're not arrogant. You're a very humble and willing to work guy. I just, for some reason, it comes off that way. You can rub people the wrong
way. It's very interesting because I'm a phone screener who, you know, is just trying. I'm just trying every single day.
I know.
And it gets how's that even arrogant when I'm just trying, man.
Listen, I'm a gopher. We'll address your arrogance next week.
Okay.
We
got to develop a segment. What's wrong with Roland's life?
Absolutely.
How to fix Roland's life?
Who wants Roland on their show? That's the name of that segment. All right. Well, you'll update us, no doubt. I got to get out of here, or Drew Garabo is going to kick my ass for making his show late.
Let's make it happen.
We're going to make it happen. Have a great remainder of the Saturday, regardless of what you're doing. Follow me at a cat named Mo. Like I said, I'm not an elitist snob like Monica. I will absolutely follow you back.
I answer you, people.
I would like to say thank you to my crew, and that includes my co-host and producer, Monica, who I may be losing. You better not leave me.
I'm not going anywhere. You're stuck with me now, Mo.
Becca, you can't wait to get over into that chair, can you?
She's pushing me out.
Yeah. I like that. I like that.
Cat fight.
I like that. You come in topless, I'll fire now. I got no allegiance. I'm like Roland. Yeah, oh, you and your dignity. Roland, we're going to have a clearinghouse of hoes in this show.
Me and Monica will have our own show, and it'll just be called Dignity.
There you go, right there. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
All right. Drew Garabo Live, the repeat, is coming up next. Don't forget to tune in to my brother SBK, Soul Brother Kevin Hurd, every Monday through Friday on Drew Garabo Live. He's got his own show, The Brewing Show. It is sponsored by Big Storm Brewing, and it's a great show. Listen, if you have not, if you have, you already know what you're going to get. Johnny B, that's my boy. I do the BDRS with him every Monday through Friday from 8 to 11. He'll be on 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. I'm a cat named Mo. I love you. I'll see you next week.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.